You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles today, the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, third book in the Old Testament. I'm so glad you're here. Visitors, I hope I get to meet you at the door at the close of the service today. Don't be sliding out without at least let me say hello to you and all of you in your place. I sense that there's a real drive going on in our church for this 50th year. Amen. Soul winning was up so powerfully yesterday. The buildings were filled, people going out, knocking on doors, visiting people, and the buses are doing great. Men's prayer last night was so great. Week before was great. And God's been so, so very good to us. Great crowd here this morning. And I'm so thankful that you're here. You know, this must really rejoice heaven. God has to just be rejoicing all over this area. People have come to the house of God. Doc, good to see you there. I just saw you. I'm glad you're here today. Let's take our Bibles, Leviticus chapter number 25. I'm going to ask you to stand together in reverence for the Word of God today. We don't always stand, but we will this morning. Chapter 25, verse number 8 through verse 13. Verse number 8 through verse number 13. Let's read together. Let's stay together. Let's pause at the commas, the semicolons, the periods. Ready? Begin. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7. This is a tremendous text about the 50th year. It's amazing. It was in the seventh month. And I know months were different then, but in our seventh month of this year, July, and the 10th day in the Bible, it's on the 13th this year, we'll be 50 years of age. It's just amazing what God has accomplished in 50 years. It's amazing. I look at a crowd like this and the balcony and the first balcony filled, the second balcony filling the lower floor. And this is just one of many places today on our property and our other property that's filled to the glory of God. Let's speak today about the year of Jubilee. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you for this Jubilee year, 50 years. And I thank you for that Sunday that we began 50 years ago. It's a miracle. I pray your blessing upon this morning hour. God, do a great work in our midst. May it be for this year of our 50th year. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Up here you'll have, it's the Golden Jubilee. Your bulletin has, it's the Golden Jubilee. 50 is a jubilee in the Bible. I guess when the Lord gives us the 60th year, that'll be exciting, and the 70th, but there's something very special about 25 years, when you've been married 25 years, and many of you are going to be 25 years married this year, or you're going to be 25 years old. But there's something very special about 50 years. I think for me, it's just more special than 60 years. 50 years is such an accomplishment. In 50 years, and this is to date, and This includes COVID, 472 days when we were locked out of our auditorium. We saw no one saved hardly at all. But we've had 84,104 people walk the aisle of our church trusting Christ as Savior. 84,000. One-on-one dealt with. 84,000. Wrap your head around that. We've had 19,239 baptized. We would have hit 20,000 had we not had those COVID years, the days. But 19,239 people baptized. That's an amazing stat. July 13th, 1975, just a band of people, 20 people, less than that, but about 20 people gathered together over here in Sunnyvale. It's a mall there. There was a building, we rented, and we got started 50 years ago, July 13th. And this calendar this year follows the same dates as in that. It was a Sunday, July 13th. And this is a Sunday, July 13th. And we'll celebrate 50 years. When we met together, we didn't own anything. We didn't own anything, not a thing. We had some psalm books that were given to us. They were red ones. They were green ones. They were different colors, and they were from this church or this church, and some even had the name of the church stamped on it, and they were falling apart. We had to tape them together, and that was our psalm book. We had three Lord's table sets that were given to us by different churches, and none of them matched, none of them fit, but we used them. And we had once a month the Lord's table. We assembled on that first Sunday, and it's just amazing. We didn't even own a bus. And before you knew it, we had three buses. And we did it wrong. I remember on March the 1st, 7 months later, and as we were here on, really is February, but March the 1st was a Monday. But on that February, last Sunday, we had 150 people in church that Sunday morning. Church was 7 months old, but 110 of them came on the buses. We had 40 in the cars, and that night we had 22 in church. That included the nurseries. And we had two kids in their nursery. You know, it's amazing. I look at what God has done. Amen. I don't make light of this because several years ago, with these properties in the Silicon Valley, we were $16.5 million in debt. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't talk about this a lot, but because God's people got after it, 2 years ago we got out of debt. Amen. It's a miracle. This property, I fail to remember right now. This is not the number, but I want to say it was in the $25 million or something years ago. Value, and I might be wrong there. The other property was $16 million. God's been so good to us.
Amen.
All these buses, and the governor came out and said, okay, you have to have new buses, not for the schools, but for churches. Have to have them 20 or newer. And this church raised $1.5 million, and we went to Oklahoma and drove those buses across. You know, the state says you can't do this. Well, God's people said we can do it.
Amen.
And many churches went out of the bus ministry. We ran the buses today, picking up boys and girls and men and women. Almost 6 million have come to church on the buses. Many of those are out pastoring. I was dealing with the pastor this morning, talking to him on the phone in a distant state, and he came and he rode the bus, and he's a pastor of a church, and there's many people like that serving God all around this country. You know that God has been so good to us, and I want to do everything. I have a gift for you. We have pulled the trigger this week for July 13th, and it's not a cheap gift. It's not 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or $60. It's a nice gift that every one of you are going to get on Anniversary Sunday. We're going to feed you lunch On the way out, we'll give you a box lunch. That won't cost you a dime. That evening, we're going to, before the service, have a banquet. That's going to cost you $10, but we're going to put a lot more than that. It's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
I'm excited about all that God's doing. We have 7 languages now. I'm looking forward before July to have 3 more languages. We have 10 languages that are being taught the Word of God. We have Chinese, and we have Indian, and we have Filipino, on and on, and Spanish that go, but we're going to have 10. You know, on the internet now, we have over 130 languages where you can hear in your language. You just push the button on your language. You can be saved listening in your own tongue how to be born again. It's the sun never sets on the ministry of this church. Missionaries are out preaching the Word of God. The radio is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days. The internet is all the time. People are watching the service all the time. God's been so good to us. I look at all this and I look at this year of Jubilee, and I want you to see what the year of Jubilee is about. Thou shalt number 7 sabbaths of years, and 7 times 7 years, the space of 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. And verse 10 says, and ye shall hallow the 50th year. What is hallow? It's the same word as holy. Look at verse number 12. God uses the word holy. For it is a jubilee. It shall be holy unto God. I'm pleading with our church today. The best I could plead. Let's make this year a clean year. Let's make this year a holy year. The jubilee in the 50th year was holy. Holy means to be sanctified, to be set apart, to be clean. We're 12 days into the year. I've dealt with adultery already. But let it not be said from this day forward, let's have no adultery this year. Let's have no adultery. Let's have no pornography this year. Let's have no bitterness this year. None. Don't. You cannot be bitter against one soul in life. Be not bitter against them. By the way, the Bible says you pass it down, Hebrews 12, to your children. My dad had so much to be bitter about in life, but he never was bitter, never criticized, never attacked, never sued anybody. Never. What are you thinking? Let's have no bitterness this year. Let's have no carnality this year. Let's have no deceit this year. Let's have no envy. Let's have no fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of might and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Have no gossip, and no gossip this year. No hatred, no ill will, no jealousies this year, no unkindness toward anybody this year. The Bible says the Jubilee year shall be holy.
Amen.
Let's make it a holy year. 1 Peter chapter 1, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. I deal with almost every week churches where the deacons are at odds with one another. Deacons in the church that are fighting against one another, and they're fighting against the pastor. I know of a church right now, they're going to try to get rid of their pastor. Not over sin. They don't like the way he's doing things. He's a good man. He's a great man. He's a godly man. They have nothing to complain. He has a good wife, good family. They have nothing to complain, nothing. They said, no, your wife is fine and you're fine, but we don't like the way you're doing things.
God says, be ye holy as I am holy. God's word says in the book of Ephesians 1, verse number 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Young people, thank God for you. Ride the bus. God bless you. Be holy this year. Adults, from the youngest to the eldest, let's be holy this year. Every single person here, we sing it, take time to be holy. Speak off with thy Lord. Abide in him always and lean on his word. Amen. Make friends with God's children. Help those that are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to keep. Take time to be holy. Oh, you can find fault with this church. This church is not perfect. It's made up of you.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's made up of me.
Yes,
and none of us are perfect. Oh, no, we're not a perfect church. Well, I'll tell you what, that North Valley Baptist Church, and we all have a but don't live that way. A holy church, we sing, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. We have a holy Bible. We have a Holy Spirit. We are to be a holy people. We are to be separated and sanctified. Look at chapter number 25 and verse number 10. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty. Liberty. Not only should it be a hollow year, it should be a year of liberty. What is liberty? Setting free. I think of people that have come in here this morning. You're visiting, or you're a member of this church, or but some reason you've never been born again. You've never asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior. In the bulletin today, there was a lady that years ago, she's a member of our church, she comes faithfully. And just such a good lady, just a good lady. But I'll never forget, she said, Pastor, I'm not saved. And she got saved, and over the next two or three days, we had several ladies that were good ladies in this church getting saved. Why would you play with this eternity? Why would you miss out on heaven? And perhaps today you've come and, God forbid, don't do what I would ask you to. You're suicidal today. You're all hopeless. Your job or your health or whatever it is, you're suicidal. You think, I just thought I'd come to church and give God one last opportunity. God could set you free.
Yes. Amen.
God could release you from the bondage of sin today. The purpose of the 50 year was when people owed money to others and they owned lands and they were slaves, as a lot of the Jews were slaves in other surrounding cities. But on the 50th year, they were set free. Free. Liberty. God wants holiness. God wants liberty. What else does he want? God wants your family to be strong. Verse 10, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land unto the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a jubal unto you, and return every man in his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. There's several texts in here, in verse 40, 41, 54, that speaks about the family. God wants your family to be strong.
Yeah.
Sir, if today you're being careless with your marriage, sir, if you're not paying attention, Dear lady, today, if you're being careless with your marriage, young person in this auditorium, teenager and above, if you're being careless with your family, you're causing your mom to have sleeplessness, your dad to question how he raised you or what he's done, and all of a sudden your dad's heart is so broken and your mother's heart is so broken, young person, over you. And you think and say, I want to be free from all this. Liquor, people want liquor because it's freedom, but it enslaves every time. And when you want to be free from your home and God has brought you again, and I know you can justify every reason, well, I got to split up because God didn't put us together. Well, you've been married 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. No, God put you together. Work it out. Whatever it is, work it out. Family is so important. Government these days are declaring that the problem with America is the home, the family. Even government can see it. Many news stations are saying the family is the problem in America. This CEO I mentioned in our class this morning that was gunned down because he's a CEO of the health department, 49 years of age, whatever he is, but gunned down and shot and killed. 47%, nearly 50% of young people in colleges today believe that that the man did the right thing gunning this guy down. This is not the old West. This is America, where we value life. And life values, we ought to value life in the womb. You kill 65 million babies, no wonder why we're killing adults. And 47%, nearly 50%, one out of every two people said it was a good thing that he did this. No, it wasn't. Family is so important that there's a mother and kids without a dad today. You better get your act together, get your home together, and say, well, I tell this other guy, this other woman, this other person, they just know there's a reason why their mate doesn't want them. I thrill as I watch this sweet couple up here. She's always huddled up next to her husband. I watch God's people coming to God's house. It's wonderful to see. But keep your family intact, the 50th year. Keep your family intact. We're out of time. It's a year that should not be a year of oppression, verse number 17. Look at what it says. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another. No oppressing one another. Brother Everson, no, I can't oppress you. It's not my job to oppress you. It's my job to keep you encouraged. It's not my job to oppress Brother Poussa. It's not my job to oppress you over whatever it is. Don't oppress one another. That's what the Jubilee year is about. Well, I'm going to have to leave this church because I want to oppress some people. No, you don't need to leave this church. Notice what he says in verse number chapter 25, verse 18. Therefore shall ye do my statutes. It's the year of the Bible. It's the year of the Word of God. This book will keep you from sin. Our sin will keep you from this book. It's a year for the church in chapter 26 and verse number 11. Chapter 25, 6, and 7, all about the year of Jubilee. But verse 11, I will set my tabernacle among you. It's a year where we ought to love North Valley Baptist Church.
Amen.
Just ought to love it.
Amen.
It's not a perfect place. But it's a good place.
Amen.
It's a good place. It's been preaching the Word of God for 50 years. Same old Bible.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Love this book. Amen. Love his house. I look back at 50 years we've had. You know, many folks, I'll close, many folks will live and die and never build a church building. You have had 11 building plot projects. 11. Oh, that first one was so small, it was 16 by 20, but it was pretty big. 16 by 20. That was our only room we had. And then we built a 4,000 square foot building, an educational building for the school. Then we built a 32,000 square foot, that's a big building. And then we added on to that, then we added another 20,000 onto that building, 66,000 square feet over there. Then we came over here and bought this one building over here that we're gonna remodel the front to tie it all together over the next few months. And we bought that at Stanford Applied Engineering. Then we built a woman's dorm and then a clock tower and then a men's dorm. Can house over 400 young people in those dormitories. Then we built a gymnasium and a dining hall facility. Then we built first the bus garage and then this 3,000 seat auditorium. God's given us two gymnasiums on both properties. We have gymnasiums. God's given us two beautiful cafeterias on both properties, two floors here of cafeteria and one floor over there. God's given us computer labs, music labs, a wood shop. God's given us a green room. God's given us all these things, that a science lab, a Bunsen burners, all of it. God's done that. Amen. In 50 years, God has done that. He's used God's people. I look at what God has done with our worldwide missions program. The sun never sets on this ministry. We have one missionary in Mexico. His church seats 7,500. It's twice as big as this. It's huge. It's huge. You could drop it in the Silicon Valley. It's beautifully. It's just a beautiful building. They fill it two times every Sunday. Every Sunday morning, every Sunday, they fill it twice in the morning. 15,000 people are coming, a missionary's church. We have another missionary in Mongolia reaching Tibet's for Christ. And they can have their arms cut off if they get saved. That's the Muslim way. They're not having that success, but we're getting the gospel to that area. We have the gospel going behind closed curtains. We have it going to China today. But missionaries are around the globe constantly preaching and teaching the Word of God. Thousands every month, thousands and thousands are being saved every month. Brother Moyer could tell you the miracle of this internet. I just can't tell you, I can't express to you that over 100 countries right now are watching this service. Who'd ever think of that when I came here? That we would ever have a ministry of over every state in the union is watching. This service this morning, that's a miracle of God's grace. Amen. To think that our buses keep running week after week after week, and door to door soul winning with the teenagers, with the ladies, with the men, with the people of the church, giving the gospel 100,000 doors a year, getting a Bible from the North Valley Baptist Church for years, and this year the same. It's a jubilee year. Jubilee for 50 years was very special in the Bible. These three chapters deal with it. I didn't have a chance to deal with it all. let's not forget that it's a holy year. This is a holy year, and that's up to you. It's up to me. This is a holy year. In addition to be a holy year, it's a year of liberty. We're going to set some people free from bondage. Think of Jerry, you and Dreama, the two of you, what you do with Jerry's out preaching today, but what you do with the prison ministry. You're setting people free by the hundreds. I think of today, it's a year of the family. It's a year of no oppression toward one another. It's a year of the Bible. It's a year of the church, the tabernacle. Let's dedicate ourselves today to this 50th year.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.